I skipped over behavior on a spectrum, so I'll cover it now. We're talking, any of the behaviors I mentioned fall along a spectrum. So could you have a child who's active and high-spirited and maybe distractible and very much an extrovert? Sure. Are they ADHD? No. No, not necessarily. Because remember, if you're going to diagnose someone with a disorder, they have to have, you know, 8 out of 10, and it has to be frequent, almost all the time. So we are getting a little too loose in who we diagnose and how we diagnose them. Because all personality types, particularly the really high-spirited, extroverted, dramatic, sort of intense, you know, excited, creative people, fall along this spectrum. So we need to be very careful. Remember what I said about severity and functioning. Is it hurting relationships? Is it hurting school? And is it hurting home? So, you know, so what? Lots of people fidget, right? It's the on-the-go, driven by a motor, can never sit, go to a birthday party, can't sit in circle time, constant, that you will know when you have children like that in your classroom or at home. It is exhausting. You just simply know it. It's too much already. You might have, remember when I talked about nature, nurture, and goodness of fit? You might have a high tolerance for a child like this. And so you might have been this way yourself, and so you don't think anything of it. And if someone were to call your kid ADHD, you'd be highly offended. So some of it is the tolerance of the school and the environment, the culture, and the family that we, you know, the culture we live in. And now, you know, some people think we're drugging everybody because we can't control them in the big classrooms. And we're giving too much ditto sheets out because when you have really big classrooms, you have to do a lot of ditto sheets.